From Spark and Anvil and Level Forge, this is Coax, in Chapter 1 of the Level Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Coax nudged the lantern half an inch to the left, and the whole hallway changed its mind. He was a small, cream-colored cat in a host's apron, and he had been standing in the doorway all morning, watching a mouse named Bram decide where to go. The corridor split three ways. Bram had frozen in the middle, whiskers twitching, unsure. So Coax had done a very small thing. He tipped the lantern so a warm sliver of light spilled down the left passage, just enough to make it glow, just enough to whisper, "This way looks interesting." Bram's ears perked. He turned left, tail high, trotting toward the light like it had been his own idea the whole time. Coax smiled and made a tiny check on the card tucked in his apron. He had not told Bram where to go. He had not built a wall. He had simply made forward feel warm. He had learned it in his family's doorway, years ago, when he was too little to understand it. The host cats of the Gathering Paths were famous in Level Forge for one strange skill. They never chased a guest, and they never block one. When travelers came up the road tired and unsure, a host cat would curl up in the doorway of the guest house, soft, quiet, unbothered, and somehow that was enough. The traveler would slow, then relax, then come inside. "Your body says welcome before your mouth ever does," his grandmother told him once, stretched across the warm threshold. "You don't grab a guest, Coax. You don't fence them in. You just make the inside look kinder than the cold." Little Coax had watched a nervous fox pause at their gate for a long time. His grandmother didn't move. She only shifted so the firelight behind her reached a little farther out the door. The fox breathed and stepped in. She didn't make him, Coax thought, astonished. She made him want to.
When he was 12, he walked to Level Forge himself, apron on, cards in a satchel, to find the mentor everyone talked about. Pixel met him at the workshop gate. She was busy, sharp-eyed, halfway through six things. "You're the doorway cat," she said, not unkindly. "Show me. There's a student stuck in the back garden, won't cross the little bridge. Get her across, and you can't touch her, and you can't tell her to." Coax padded to the garden. A rabbit named Juniper sat glaring at a narrow plank bridge over a stream, arms crossed, absolutely refusing. Coax didn't argue. He walked out onto the bridge himself, sat down in the middle of it, and began calmly grooming one paw, as if it were the most comfortable spot in the world. After a moment, he glanced back, not at Juniper, just past her, as though he'd spotted something delightful on the far bank. Juniper leaned. Then, unable to stand not knowing, she scampered across to see. Coax hadn't said a word. Pixel, watching from the gate, let out a short laugh. "You didn't trap her a bit," she said. "Come in. The workshop's yours." His workshop filled up with students fast because Coax did the one thing they never expected. He showed them doors. "Watch," he said one afternoon, setting a card on the little stand. It showed a plain gray door, closed, flat, forgettable. "Would you open this?" A young lynx named Pip yawned. "It's just a door." "Exactly." Coax swapped it for a second card. The same door, but now warm light spilled from the crack beneath it, and something golden glinted inside. "And now?" Pip's eyes went round. "Ooh, I'd open that. It looks like a secret." "I never said open the door," Coax said gently. "I just let it glow. You chose it." He tapped the card. "That's the whole job. Not pushing. Coaxing." Then he laid down a darker card, a black chasm cutting across a path. No warning, no bottom in sight. A cub named Leo scowled at it. "I hate those parts," Leo said. "You fall before you even know it's there.
It feels like the game is mad at me. It is a trap, Coax agreed quietly, and he looked genuinely sad about it. A guest falls, blames the house, and leaves. He slid a new card over it, the same chasm, but now a clear glowing arc showed exactly where a leap would land, and a warm reward waited on the far side. But this, look, the jump is possible. The house promised it. Now the guest leaps because they want to, and lands feeling clever. Leo grinned in spite of himself. Okay, I jumped that one, for the shiny thing. That's the difference, Coke said, warm and sure. Trap them and they quit in 3 minutes. Invite them and they'll wander your halls for hours, because every forward step felt like their own good idea.
That evening, the workshop emptied, and Coax curled up in the doorway the way his family always had, apron rumpled, watching the last of the light. Pip lingered. Coax, why the doorway? Every day. You could sit anywhere. Coax thought about it. Because a doorway is a choice, he said softly. It's the exact place where someone decides to come in, or not. I like being there for that moment. I like making the in feel warmer than the out, and I never, ever push. He was quiet a while, and something in his chest went loose and easy, the way it had the day the fox stepped past his grandmother. When a guest finally relaxes, when they stop bracing and breathe and stay, that's the thing I'm really after, he murmured half to himself. Not the levels, not the doors. He tucked his chin over his paws, warm and content and entirely at home. The feeling of being welcome. That's what we build. Comfort.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Coax. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.